Hi, this is Angie.
And this is Celeste.
And this is Double Brain Think Tank. Twins!
It's
been a bit.
It has been a little while. Yes, I will admit.
I lost my job that I couldn't talk about.
Yeah, well, I guess not. Can you talk about it now?
No.
You signed an NDA.
I'm just bound under the contract of employment that I can't.
Damn, that's harsh.
Anyways, they suck. Yeah. Basically, what happened was I was at my desk, and they're like, oh, we have a meeting for you to meet all the people you've been working with. And I was like, oh, how exciting. What a wonderful Wednesday afternoon.
Everyone's like, wee, yippee, when they hear that news. They're clicking their heels together. Like,
yeah, they're like, oh, I can't wait to meet
all the people I work with. Yay.
You know, because I haven't met them formally.
Yeah.
And I guess I never will, but I was taken to the office.
So you never met them?
No.
I was under the impression you met them and then they fired you.
I met someone that I hadn't met before and then they fired me, but that was it.
Just one person?
Yeah.
You didn't meet anyone else?
No.
That fucking sucks.
They
just showed you a guy and then fired him?
A woman, but yes.
They just showed you a woman and then fired you?
They were like, you're like, employment is over now, we were going to tell you what things to fix or whatever, progress, should talk about your progress, but we decided to just let you go, which is just code word for, we didn't want to give you benefits and you were a week away from obtaining benefits from our company.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, we're going to be real subtle. So they took me to my desk.
That's not subtle at all.
They took me to my desk. I gave them all my keys. You have a lot of keys. I'm like, you work here. What do you mean I have a lot of keys? Shouldn't you know that I have a lot of keys?
I'm actually fucking perplexed that they showed you a woman and then fired you. Like, that's so weird. Like, they just, like, why did you meet her? I don't understand.
I wish I could tell you why I met her. I really don't know why.
They're just like, hey, here's this chick, look at her, and then they're like, you're fired.
Dude, I wish I could tell you why I had to meet her.
Was she lovely?
No. She was not lovely. I can't tell if my judgment is clouded by the firing or what, but
yeah,
she was not very lovely.
I mean, you know, if she's with those rascals, yeah. I don't really trust her.
They were like, you got a lot of keys? I'm like, you gave me these keys. You got a lot of keys.
They're like, give us your ID pass thing. I was like, okay. And then I did.
They sound like that? No, I'm just making fun of them. Yeah. They sound like
strong sad.
Yeah, they are strong sad. And I was Homestar Runner.
Yeah.
I was like, pasty computer.
Give me a key.
basically, they were like, all right, and then they were like, here's this folder for unemployment, which I filed for, but I'm not sure if I'm going to get it. Trying my best, just got to...
Women don't understand that when you file for unemployment, it's your soul converging with God.
Women don't understand that it makes you feel bad when they make you fire you, so you have to file unemployment because you have expenses and you have to quit your Krav Maga gym because you're not sure how you're going to continue to afford it.
Damn. I'm sorry, brother.
It's okay. I'll find other ways to exercise and pretend to strike others. But
you could just get in bar fights. That's like free gym.
That's like free Krav Maga.
It's like a free gym. But like, be the person who's not drunk because you don't want to fuck up your gains or anything.
Oh, absolutely not. No,
drink
non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, drink non-alcoholic beer and then act like you got really belligerent. And, like, the bartender's looking at you.
Like, they're like, I know I gave...
Like, non-alcoholic, like...
Like, I know I didn't give you anything non-alcoholic.
And shit, and you're just, like, tearing someone up. Yeah, I think that would be quite lovely, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a lot of stuff happening. I don't know. I got lay fired or whatever.
Yeah, pretty sweat. I mean, not swag at all. Sorry.
Actually, not very swag at all.
Yeah, it's not very
pretty swag. Haunting.
Yeah, it is pretty haunting.
I thought it was gonna be a regular day. They're like, get out. And so I was just like, not even midday, like 10:15 a.m. I was like sitting in the parking lot, like, well, what do I do now?
I sworded so much at work today.
You sworded?
Yeah, because I have to stand up and shit. Like, I know I complain about that all the time, but I really am running the hell around. And the thing is, You know, when a customer is rude, I just, sometimes I really just want to start, like, fucking with them and being like, oh, like, where are we? And they're like, you know, like, act like I have amnesia or something. Or act like, you know, just, I guess, honestly, gaslight them in their reality. Make them question as to what's going on. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's been, actually, yesterday was the week anniversary of being laid off.
Yeah.
Which is fun. They didn't tell me why I was being laid off, so I'm just assuming.
Oh, well, what I was saying is, like, I like to fuck with customers. Or I want to fuck with customers more, like, before I eventually get a better job. And I want to, like, tell them things that aren't true about me or, like, about the place. Or, like, you know, they're like, why is it taking so long? And I'll be like, where are we? Where am I? Who are you? Just start acting fucking nuts.
Fucking nuts.
Because people don't fuck with crazy people. I mean, if they know it's good for them. And I could just act crazy. I don't even have to really be crazy. I don't have to huff all this glue and shit. I can just pretend. Like the non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah, just pretend that something is making you crazy, but actually you're just a nightmare of a person.
Yeah. I mean, I would want to be a nightmare of a person because they are nightmare people, and that is really the only way you can fight. I think if you complain, like, it's one thing to ask, but if you're being, like, a little bitch about it, you are definitely a nightmare person, and I think that they should, like, whenever aliens come down, they should take you, and, like, you're the one that they're fucking with, like, you know?
Okay. Well, sorry about that. There was a technical error.
Yeah.
We usually just keep going.
Yeah.
And the flow time.
It's true. It's true.
I've been playing a lot of video games since losing employment.
We don't have the glass, like, wall, like, guarding the drinks anymore, so I feel like someone's gonna grab my throat with both of their hands and strangle me like Bart Simpson at work. I don't know why, though.
I think I know why. Probably because they're aggressive and it makes you feel scared.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what I imagine they're doing to me. Oh, you're doing that to me? Oh, is
that, are you, like, doing that to me?
Oh, are you gonna do that to me? Oh, you're doing that? Okay.
You like
to me?
Do that?
You like doing that to me?
You like doing that to me?
I'm flattered.
To me? You're doing that?
I'm flattered. To me, I'm really flattered.
But it's to me, though.
It's to me.
It's to me.
Mm. That should be someone's name.
Yeah, I was gonna say that sounds like
to
a
me.
Name. To me.
To me.
To me. To you.
Damn. To yay.
To true.
This could be, like, a group of people.
It's just, like, it's not just a group of people. It could also be, like, a language.
Yeah, you're right. You know, maybe we missed out on making a language there. But, you know, I'm really good. I'm fine.
You're fine.
I'm fine with English and Spanish.
I feel like we were born a little too late to be involved in the creation of language.
Yeah, no, I agree.
At this point, if you're making a language, you're just kind of like, it's like,
what about that?
Why are you doing that?
What about that one language that's like all of them to get kind of, what's it called?
There's a language? Latin?
No. There's like a universal language. It's out there.
There's a universal language.
Yeah, but it's like a mashup of a lot of shit.
That sounds terrible. Sounds
I
like
know, but like people devote themselves to learning this.
For what?
So that, like, they can speak internationally.
But most people aren't gonna understand if they speak a little of everything.
Oh, it's called Esperanto. It was intended to be a universal second language for international communication.
Yeah. How has that freaking been?
I don't know. People, like, will go to this, the events. I was gonna say festival.
Yeah, let's go to the Esperanto Festival.
Besky with the bestie.
I'm taking Molly at the Esperanto Festival.
And that sounds like the worst thing you could possibly do at that festival.
No, but you'll be really happy, I suppose.
Oh.
I don't know, but your mouth will get very dry from all the speaking.
I hate when my mouth gets so dry.
Tell me about it. Yeah, no. That's why you need to hydrate. You really need to take care of yourself these days. You never know.
You never know what?
When your mouth's gonna get real arid.
Arid?
Yeah, when, you know, there's gonna be tumbleweeds and the like just floating around in there.
I applied to work at Reductress.
Oh, yeah.
I can show you my headlines if you'd like to see them.
Oh, yeah, I would like to see that.
I don't know if I can, I mean, it actually is my intellectual property, so I can
share. Yeah, it's your IP, baby girl.
You know, I'll let Selbert read them out.
Oh, I see.
I think the second one's a banger.
I'm excited to finally live my truth for 2 weeks until I get another boyfriend. An article about a woman has come to terms with her homosexuality after a breakup with her boyfriend. But this time it's different because she's sure she's done with men forever. I knew my heart was going to torn into a million pieces by Brad. This was the final time I was ever going to love a man. I'd been hiding from myself for too long. Since right before I met Brad, I had my Tinder set to women only. Damn.
I lived it. Worst day ever was just my period. Never mind, I'm good.
Stupidest friend dyes their hair blonde. Bad news for the Aaron community. What's it? I didn't know that over Zoom.
I didn't know you could do that over Zoom. Look, a woman breaks all odds by being sexually harassed at a remote job. This one is very personal to us.
Friend group starts after you always starts posting suicidal stories. 5 pieces of jewelry that I wish I could live inside each of the 4 Beatles. Let's say I wish I could live inside each of the 4 Beatles. Damn. This is some good stuff. Let me tell you.
Depressing local man transitions from teen musician to adult musician.
Jesus Christ, yeah. That's pretty bleak.
Yeah, this is my article.
Yeah, no. I like him.
Sage thinks I have a good chance, but I really don't know, you know?
Yeah, no, you just gotta roll and see what happens, you know.
I mean, I'll find out in I think July they let you know.
Hey, you sent me the Google form, right? Or I
sent you a screen cap of it. You can just type in the submission link.
Okay. It's a link.
You get the link via email, babes. I don't think it's on the site, but you can check.
Yeah, I mean,
you are dead air.
You're dead air.
You're dead air.
You're dead ass.
You're freaking dead air.
You're dead air.
You're dead air.
Alright. I guess it's not dead air.
Dead anymore. Evil Dead. I watched Evil Dead 1 and 2 this week. I'm gonna watch the third one and then the fourth.
I don't really know what it's about.
So basically, actually, I'm going to give a rundown. Like, if you're listening to this, you're going to know what The Evil Dead is about. Essentially, the first movie was made with a really small budget, so the second movie is a requel. It's like a remake sequel.
Yeah.
There's these pages of text that are ancient Sumerian text. And,
classic.
There's, like, this demon possessing this forest in Tennessee.
Whoa. A whole forest?
Essentially the whole forest, yeah.
It's like we are the trees or something?
No, it's like an invisible creature that like floats around the forest. Oh, but it can possess trees and it can meet.
Oh, I see. That's like his home.
Yes.
Okay.
Essentially the main character, Ash Williams, in both of the movies, he goes to this forest, this cabin in the woods.
Yeah.
He goes with a bunch of people, and there's a lot of freaky stuff happening. Like, right off the bat, they really don't let you learn about the characters. It's just, like, immediately shit starts being incredibly bloody. It's kind of funny.
That's kind of cool, though, because, you know, they can introduce the characters.
Yeah, they're like, nah, screw character development. She just had her head chopped off and you don't know her name, like, type of shit.
Yeah.
But, like,
That's cool. That's cool. I don't always want to get to know these people. I meet so many people. And, like, why?
The demon can possess
Why do I have to meet fictional people?
He can possess the people. So he finds these pages of text, and there's, like, this tape recorder that's telling them about, like, you know, this, like, archaeologist or whatever who found all this stuff. And, like, basically what happens is, these pages are from this book called the Necronomicon. Yeah, Necronomicon. Yeah. And that's like this
H.P. Lovecraft kind of shit.
Book. Yeah, it's the ideas taken from H.P.
Lovecraft. Yeah.
And there's also like this special dagger thing, and essentially like they're trying to find all the pages of this book and the daggers and the books so they can exorcise the spirits out of the whole thing. And essentially what happens is they like possess one of Ash's hands, so he has to cut it off, and then it's really cool because he puts a chainsaw over it, so his hand is literally like just
a chainsaw.
It's a chainsaw.
That's cool.
And then, you know, his other hand,
It's a little heavy.
Yeah, but like he built like a whole thing that's like metal, and it's like,
oh, I see.
It's literally built into him.
Jesus Christ. And they had to do that without like anesthesia.
Well, yeah, he gets his hand chopped off.
So did he do it himself? Was he awake? Like,
Well, he makes the chainsaw like a while after he cuts off his hand.
Oh, I see.
He has to get his hand removed. All right, literally like trying to kill him.
It's true. Okay, no, you're.
And it like gives him the middle finger, which is really funny. It's like it also has like slapstick elements. Like the hand gives him the middle finger, and he tries to grab it, and he runs away. It's like it's very funny.
Yeah,
it's a very funny movie series, and the third one's the Army of Darkness. Like at the end of. Oh, spoiler alert, the end of the second one, when they're exorcising the demons from that forest or whatever, he ends up getting sucked into, like, the little portal thing that's taking all his stuff out, and he gets transported to 1300 AD.
Oh my god, bro. I'd be like, fuck it.
I mean, he's screaming, no, at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
But he has a gun and a chainsaw, so everyone thinks he's, like, a god.
Yeah.
Yeah, the third one is him just, like, going through all this stuff.
Is he gonna change the course of history by, like, being an ancient person with a gun?
No, I think he's just there to defeat more of the evil.
I see.
More of the demons
but
and stuff.
But it must have already happened if he was sent back in time.
I guess so. It must have already actually happened, so everything he's doing is fine.
Okay.
So the video game has, like, a bunch of the characters, a bunch of the demons, the video game, you have to find three pieces of the map. You put the map together. It tells you where the pages are. And it tells you where the dagger is. You find the dagger. You find the pages. You bring them together. You get the Necronomicon book, and you protect it. And it's how you beat the game. But it takes a long time, and the person who's playing as the demon has a lot of things they can do, like in the movies. Like, in the movies, like, the demon, you know, possesses people, and then it'll make them seem like normal again, and it'll possess them again, and it's really cool.
So why not just burn this forest?
I mean, the forest could just put itself out.
Oh.
It would be really hard for you to burn down this
forest. So can we nuke this forest? There has to be some way to bomb this forest.
The thing is, like, no one cares enough. Like, also, this is like a movie. You have to be unrealistic.
Okay, okay.
This forest is not a lot of people go to it in general.
Oh, then I'd be like,
it's in the middle of nowhere.
I'd be like, just don't go to the fucking forest.
Yeah, but they don't know that until it's too late.
I guess so.
And it's
so.
Like, once you get there and it turns to nighttime, your best bet is to try to stay alive until the day and then leave during the day. Because if you try to leave during the night, things gonna kill you.
Damn. So you gotta stay?
It's gonna try to kill you regardless, but if you stay in the forest during the day, it's really the only way you can get out or in.
Yeah. because it'll, like, break your car, or it'll, like, crumple up the bridge, or, like, it'll do so many things. Like, Ash tries to leave the forest in the second one in the middle of it, but it's, like, the daytime, and, like, he sees the bridge is all destroyed, like, crumpled up on both sides, so he can't leave.
Damn.
And as soon as he, like, even walks near there, it turns to darkness again. Because the demon controls, like, the weather and all that shit. You know, it's some real shit.
Wait, so he controls the time of day?
The demon, yeah.
You could just make it always night and you never leave.
Well, I don't think he has... I mean, at least in the game, you have infernal energy. I'm assuming the demon also can't just do all the things it wants all at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise it would be, like... No one would survive at all.
That, I guess that's true. That would be far too powerful, and it would make you wonder why he's contained to this forest.
Yeah, I mean, I think he only has a certain amount of energy to do things, like possess the trees.
Yeah, he doesn't have enough spoons today.
Exactly, he needs more emotional spoons.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good movie series. I'm only on the second one, though. I heard the TV show is amazing. Like, it literally has, like, 100% Metacritic and, like, Rotten Tomatoes.
Damn.
Like, it's... People love it.
Who are they sucking?
I don't know. I mean, it's the guy who made the new Doctor Strange directed all... He made all those movies. That's how he got in the film industry was...
Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
That's cool.
The first one, they made a short film before the first one called Cabin in the Woods. And that's how they got the funding for the first one, which was less than $500,000. And the second one had over $3 million in funding. Jeez. How well it did.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's the guy, he made the Doctor Strange, the new Doctor Strange, mm-hmm. directed that, and also Bruce Campbell, Ash Williams is in it too. They like to do cameos. And also, he made the original Spider-Man trilogy that we think of, the one with Tobey Maguire.
Rami, I think.
Sam Rami.
Yeah.
He made those ones too, but he got his start with Evil Dead.
That's
which
cool.
is like a cult classic.
I love the thing. Spider-Man movies. I had sleep paralysis during the second one, so it's my favorite.
What?
I experienced sleep paralysis. I was watching the second Spider-Man twice in a row because my friend had fallen asleep and the TV was just playing it again. So I was just watching it for a second time, which, you know, you do start to notice things. Anyway, you know, I'm lying there with my eyes open because there's a train that's really close, like a metro that's really close to this house. You can hear it every time it goes by. So I was really exhausted.
Because
he can sleep through podcasts. Blasting podcasts. He can sleep through anything.
You know, noise
he could sleep through flooding, dude.
You know, noise pollution is actually really bad for you. Like, that's how, like, a lot of people who die in their sleep, they usually die from noise pollution that causes, like, heart attacks and stuff.
Shit.
Like, I don't know, your friend Andrew should, like, actually take care of himself, because, like, when noises are playing when you're sleeping...
I mean, he just doesn't you know.
It's still bad for
okay,
you.
Yeah.
It's noise pollution
yeah.
is bad for
I mean,
you.
That's the least of his worries,
it's why
be
people who live near airplanes tend to die in their sleep more, or heart attacks more.
Damn.
I think if you live near an airport, because your
that's
body
sad.
Is, like,
yeah,
down,
you're, like, stressed. I can see that. I can see that being a thing.
Yeah, noise
my question.
Real.
My question is, or not my question. I was trying to finish the story. So my eyes are open. I see Spider-Man, you know, in on the TV, but I can't fucking move. And there's, like, you know, I feel like I'm hearing something or something's happening in the hallway, but I assume his roommates are asleep because it's, you know, 0:30 or whatever. And, you know, I was able to watch Spider-Man in sleep paralysis, which is pretty cool.
I mean, at least nothing bad happened.
It's true, nothing bad happened. I was a little scared, can't lie. I was pretty fucking scared, but, you know, I did get to see...
Tobey Maguire's probably very soothing.
I did get to see Spider-Man 2 again on the same day. Just one just after the other.
So how can you really be upset about that?
Yeah, I know. I'm not mad.
Sounds like a pretty good day to me.
Yeah, no, I definitely lived life to the fullest that day. You know, just hanging out. I don't know, when I am hanging out, I feel like I'm living life to the fullest. Like, that's my favorite thing to do in the world, is just hang out, like...
I can just fucking hang out forever.
I think we're gonna wrap this up so we can hang out.
Yeah, that's true.
It's been a great time.
It's been lovely talking to you ladies.
If you think what we deserve to eat, you should subscribe to our Patreon.
It's true.
Especially since I'm jobless.
Yeah, I need to really look at my credit. I really need to reevaluate some things.
Alright.
I've been spending a lot of money on gas.
Adios, beautifuls.
Adios, beautifuls.